Hey, welcome to a Tuesday morning, 7:47. James Timberlake in the hot seat this morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, bad hair day today, right?
Yeah. It's a little...
Not reflecting you or anything.
It's not too windy, actually, outside.
But not right at this very moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did hear it this morning, and I was like, dang.
Yeah, we were gusting to 55. What did we hit, 55 earlier this morning? About 653, somewhere around there.
Yes.
And then we were consistently in the upper 30s, low 40s, upper 40s. Now we are at 7:35 from the airport. Winds are westerly at 32 with gust to 39. So, windy day.
It's windy.
It's also Fat Tuesday, James.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is sweet, isn't it?
Yes. I call it cheat day.
It always sneaks up on me.
It's a cheat day. Final day of indulgence and feasting.
Yeah, true.
Before the fasting season of Lent begins tomorrow, which is Ash Wednesday, by the way. I know, everything's just like, really? Wow, that took me off.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise. Surprise there, too. Things turn on just when you don't realize when they do want to turn on. So today is a fat, you know, it's also Shrove Tuesday.
Meaning, I have no idea what that is.
Well, it's, you know, it means to confess and be absolved.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's also Pancake Day in various cultures, too, as well.
Sure. Love pancakes.
Mardi Gras celebrated a different date determined by Easter and can fall on any Tuesday between February 3rd and March 9th. The official colors of Mardi Gras, purple, green, gold.
Yep.
All right.
Famously.
Yeah. Technically illegal to wear a mask in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. That's false. Actually the
opposite.
Was
that a true or false
question? Yeah, was it true or false? I should have said true or false at the beginning to let you know that.
Yeah, I had no... You, just,
you weren't,
it's like
you
a,
weren't
you
following
made, you said
me.
A lie, and then you're
because
like,
I wasn't,
that's a lie.
I wasn't a very good leader there. Yes, it's actually the opposite. Float riders are required by law to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a conference in New Orleans during Mardi Gras once. Oh, man. That's a crazy place.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be,
oof.
I don't know if that would be an experience that I would enjoy. To be honest with you,
James, I might agree with you on that one. Yeah. That might be an experience that you probably would not enjoy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on during Mardi Gras. Some of the facts on Mardi Gras. That you might not enjoy, James, or maybe you would, and you don't need to say either way, is the tradition of women burying their chests to get beads of necklaces. That's actually pretty new. In fact, it only occurred in the past decade when women on spring break got a little too tipsy and started showing during the parade. Now it's totally synonymous with it.
Yeah.
So even
now
though it's not,
like, let's just make this a normal thing.
Yeah, let's make this part of the tradition.
Yeah,
shall we? But yes, the beads are part of the tradition, just not the showing of the upper body parts. Not so much. Although, let's see. I'm trying to find some good stuff here for you. Mardi Gras is famous in New Orleans, but it's actually celebrated around the globe, too.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What else? True or false, James? I'll throw that out at you.
Okay.
The groups that organize the parades and the balls are called crews. K-R-E-W-E-S, crews. That would be
true.
They're social organizations named after mythological figures. Okay?
Yeah.
And to receive those beads, people are legally required to perform special antics or flashing, if you will. That is false, James.
Okay.
That's a common misconception. The vast majority of parade goers simply catch beads by waving their hands and shouting, "Throw me something, mister."
Yeah. That's changed.
That's changed, yes. I don't believe when I was there anyone was going, throw me something, mister.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras literally translates to Fat Tuesday in French. It refers to the tradition of eating the rich and fat foods, as I mentioned earlier. So it's a cheat day for us, James. We can do a cheat day if we want to. The king cape, cake, the king cape,
yeah,
typically contains a small plastic baby hidden inside. The baby's considered good luck. It usually means the person has to buy the next cake.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And the first Mardi Gras celebration took place in Mobile, Alabama, not New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
French-Canadian explorers celebrated the first Mardi Gras 1703 at 27 Mile Bluff, and that is near Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Little Mardi Gras trivia for you today, James. I don't know if that would be something you'd enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Today, James, is also Chinese New Year.
Yeah, it's the year of the horse, I think.
Now. Yes. Jeez. You follow the astrological?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
I couldn't tell you what it was last year. But okay. I saw that this morning. That was year of the horse.
So today is the year of the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the fire horse, one of the 12 zodiac animals combined with one of five elements, wood, fire, earth, metal, water.
Mm-hmm.
In popular astrology, horse years are associated with traits like energy, social ability, and the bold, forward-moving attitude. I like it. Fire element adds an extra layer of, intensity. Ooh, like that. Okay. You're the horse. Let's do it. Festival marks a symbolic reset. So reset, James. Clearing away bad luck, settling debts, inviting good fortune, prosperity and health, and just being positive. So let's move forward, shall we? And be positive. And reset. Often called Lunar New Year or Spring Festival, starts on the first new moon of the traditional Chinese lunisolar calendar, which is why the date shifts each year between late January and late February.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a different... I guess that makes sense.
In 2026, today, the first new moon falls today, which, with the festival period running roughly through February 27th and culminating in the Lantern Festival on March 3rd. So there you go.
They light a bunch of lanterns.
So, Chinese New Year today, these are do's and don'ts. These are don'ts. Don't do this today. Wash your hair or wash away any good luck. Too late.
Okay. Yeah.
wear brand new clothes.
Don't wear brand new clothes or
no, do? Don't wear brand new clothes.
Okay.
Okay. Don't wear white or black, as they are colors of mourning. I didn't get that memo either.
I think I'm wearing white and black.
I'm with you. Sweep the floor. Don't sweep the floor or clean, or you may sweep away your luck.
Okay, it's a lot of luck based.
Yes. Don't say the number four.
Okay.
All right. Don't mention ghost stories.
Why can't you say four?
Jeez, I don't know. It sounds...
I just said it.
I know.
Dang it.
Too late. Chinese word for death.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Don't borrow money.
That's why you wouldn't say it.
Yeah. There you go. Enough of that superstition stuff. Cabbage Day today.
Cabbage Day.
Not so much.
I mean, it's all right for...
Yeah.
Salads, I guess.
I guess.
Mainly water.
Indian Pudding Day. I think I've had that.
I don't think I've had that.
Yeah. International Pancake Day, of course.
Yeah.
Random Acts of Kindness. I like it.
Sure.
Random Acts of Kindness. Boy, don't we think we need more of that going on in the world? Random Acts of Kindness. Who Shall I Be Day?
Who Shall I
Be? Who Shall I Be? All right. And World Human Spirit Day. And as I mentioned, Lent begins tomorrow. It's Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's birthday today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's 63. All right. Probably can still play some ball, I'll bet.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Depends on what we're talking about. He can probably get some shots up.
Yeah.
But guy is hammering the cigars, so I don't know how well he'll get up and down the court.
Larry the Cable Guy, funny man, 63 today.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Diamond Phillips. He was in Longmire.
Okay.
Series.
Mm-hmm.
64 today. Also in La Bamba, too. Remember that? You remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember? Yeah, probably not. Renee Russo, 72. She was in Lethal Weapon movies.
Okay.
So, like James, we haven't had a lottery story for a while.
Oh, true.
Yeah, Ohio man won $3.5 million using the same set of numbers for 22 years. He said, I was stubborn. I was sticking with them. And they paid off.
Sure. All it took was 22 years to do it.
Yep, that's right. Parents will spend $1,500 on food and drink for children during the summer. Ooh.
Dang.
Wow. According to a recent survey, if you take a vacation during the summertime, you'll likely gain 10 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
That's pounding some calories.
Yeah.
And 28% of people will attend a garage sale this month.
This, on February?
In February.
Okay.
James, we could have garage sales. You could have one this weekend. It's going to be sunny in 38.
We just got to get there first.
You know? Right. So we're going to get through this wind. We're going to get through some snow, and in this weekend, we're going to get into the sun and 33. All right? So if you want to do a garage sale, call James next hour. He's got Swap Shop for you. You're listening to KROE Sheridan at 8 o'clock. Good morning on your Shrove Tuesday.